When Mona Holly, a volunteer trainer at BCSPCA WildArc, started training other volunteers, she didn't expect to enjoy it as much as she does. During a 4-hour coaching exercise with new volunteers, Holly said she tends to go on tangents and tell too many stories about her experiences at WildArc. "I have to watch that, but I've really enjoyed it," Holly said. WildArc cares for birds, small mammals, and the occasional baby seal, but it has a permit to care for only certain animals. Marine mammals are under the federal system while squirrels and most birds are under the provincial one. Over a year's time, about 3,000 animals will come into the center, and not all of them will be released back into the wild. "We expect about 30-40% of that 3,000 to be released," Holly said. "The others are either euthanized on arrival or die at WildArc. All of those decisions are under very careful consideration by the staff. Most animals brought into WildArc are there because they have been in contact with humans through car crashes or cat attacks. A young great horned owl gets a second chance at a wildlife after being reunited earlier this week with its family." Sam Webb and Rob Shoemaker, WildArc Facebook, "Animals that survive will be released close to where they were found, which makes it easier for the survivors to be in the area they are familiar with," Holly said. "We try to find a suitable area within a 1-kilometer range of where they were found. The animal's release will also depend on the permit from either the federal or provincial government states." Holly said that about 200 volunteers are needed at WildArc and that there are many different areas where people can help. "There is the animal care team, where you feed and look after animals but also help to do everything, including the kitchen prep team who cooks and prepares the food for the animals, and the spit and polish team, which is in charge of laundry and cleaning the pens." WildArc volunteers can choose from 3 shifts: 8 a.m. to 12 p.m., 12 p.m. to 4 p.m., and 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. 5 volunteers are needed per shift to help care for the animals. Anyone over 19 years old can volunteer, and comprehensive training is offered to anyone who wants to help at WildArc. According to Holly, the shifts will be focused on feeding and cleaning the enclosures where the animals are kept, but human contact will be kept to a minimum. "We don't want them to habituate to humans. So the more we're in their enclosures, the more they get used to us." According to Holly, WildArc will attract volunteers from around Vancouver Island and worldwide. Some will come from Europe, and others from Campbell River to Cordova Bay. WildArc is a live hospital and is more about saving the lives of these animals rather than just being able to give a cute critter a lot of hugs, said Holly. "Our role here is not to cuddle them, talk to them, or treat them like pets. We want to keep them wild. Helping these animals still brings a lot of joy, and there is still the opportunity to get up close and personal with a baby squirrel or bald eagle," said Holly. "You are still formula feeding squirrels, and there is still contact with animals. As summer progresses, juvenile raccoons are on the move and starting to explore as they seek food and shelter," says the BCSPCA. Photo by Michael Woods, courtesy WildArc. Holly said she has always been interested in helping animals, has worked with BC Parks for most of her career, and has a degree in zoology. Now, she gets to a part of caring for these animals and helping them recover. "You're a part of feeding them, looking after them, and caring for them." The new volunteers will be recruited by June, and Holly will have to train the latest recruits to care for the animals correctly. "Because then we're just not going to have time to train people. We're going to be busy ourselves looking after the animals," Holly said. Read more. It's a pretty cool thing, WildArc volunteers call out for new helpers.